Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Pat Conick, Louisiana State Senator. Pat, welcome to the show.
Hey, good to be here. Neil, how are you?
Doing well. Pat, you announced the other day that you were able to backfill some dollars for the city of Gretna. The way that this happened was the previous councilman, Marion Edwards, had obligated funds for certain projects within the city limits. He decided to retire from office, and the incoming Councilman Kerner deobligated those funds. A lot of the process to utilize those funds had been in place. You announced the other day that you saw the need to backfill that. So tell us about your line of thinking and what ultimately happened.
No, what Gretna is doing is really something we need to support and back. And Westwego's trying to do the same thing, but Gretna's got it together. They have a great quality of life. They got a great atmosphere in that town. And I saw these cuts taking place, and it would have devastated the Gretna Fest, the BMX track, and the farmer's market. And why do that? So when that went down, I met with the mayor, and we got her up to Baton Rouge, and we found a way to scrape some money together to keep those things going. So I think we did good.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting when you talk about economic development that, you know, sometimes these wins are really hard to achieve. You put things in place, and then people want a Monday morning quarterback everything you've done. I kind of looked at the process. I don't understand exactly where the problems are, but the fact of the matter is that the projects that they've done so far, they've been successful. And they've kind of been the anchor for the West Bank. I mean, my office was not three blocks away from the city of Gretna. I saw it every day when I was there. I saw the improvement. I saw the growth. I saw a lot of good positive things happen there. It doesn't mean we always agree on every issue, because we didn't. But the fact of the matter, I always tried to give credit where credit was due, and I thought it was a shame. So I'm glad that you were able to backfill with these dollars so that they can bring these projects to a completion.
Yeah, I think the cuts did not make sense to me and many others. It only hurt the entire West Bank. And I think everybody realizes that a strong Gretna is a strong West Bank. You know, Gretna's attracted families and businesses. That farmer's market, you know, is a cool place to visit on a Saturday. I think it's one of the best in the city. And why stop that? Why take that away? And so working with Cameron Henry and the legislators, you know, we pulled the money together. And I took money from my project, the Hope Haven project, to help fund this, what was going on. So hopefully we can all get on the same page and work together for a unified West Bank and
improve the quality of life that we need to improve here on the West Bank.
So the monies that were deobligated by Councilman Kerner, have they been obligated in other places yet?
I think the only money that was new
was the $250,000 given to the Tarrytown facade program.
I was able to put $250,000 into that program along with Vincent Cox. That's an important program for Tarrytown. But as of yet, none of the money that was taken back from Gretna has been reallocated. You know, hopefully we'll go to like Parc des Familles or Baratown Boulevard or, you know, the homeless problem we have here, but that remains to be seen.
Now, I know, talk to us. There's a couple of other major projects. There's I guess you call it a travel baseball park. I think they're even talking about having the possibility of housing out there. That's right behind the golf course, the TPC, or back in that part. I think the West Bank Expressway is due for a big improvement project as well, right?
Correct. Yes. You know, good things. This session in Baton Rouge, we're able to help really fund some projects that are going to really help the West Bank. One is a $45 million ballpark, travel ballpark, that's almost finished. It's in its final stages. That's going to really bring baseball tourism, travel ball tourism, whatever it is, to that area in Avondale. You got the NOLA Motorsports there. You got the Westwego, the Swamp Tours
Gator Town, all that's in West Wego, in that Avondale area. That's going to really grow. You're going to see that in the future. I'm excited about, we have $8 million set aside to have the improvements under the expressway. Hopefully, it would be like the Veterans Boulevard improvements to some extent. We're going to redo all the lights from Avondale all the way to Terry Parkway. We replace all those lights, and underneath the expressway, we're going to have landscaping improvements from Terry Parkway all the way to Avondale through West Wego. So it's all good. There's also a project that not too many people know about. It's called the Wharf Project in West Wego. It's the old West Wego Airport. It's over the levee. It's where the seaplanes used to land. And Mayor Billiard and his council are developing or building an area where the disabled can go and experience the swamp, go fishing, kayaking. It'll be all set, modified and built for the disabled folks who typically can't get out there. So that's a good thing that's going to be coming online soon. And you got to give kudos to Mayor Billiard and his team for pushing that.
When you look back upon this legislative session, what would you say, separate and apart from what you were able to bring back to Jefferson Parish, what would you say are some of the highlights of the session?
You know, the insurance, auto insurance and homeowners insurance. We've given what the insurance companies asked for, 90% of what they asked for, they got, and now it's time for them to deliver. They got to cut rates. They got to lower their rates, and let's see if that's going to happen. But every year it appears it's more and more. We need more for the insurance companies. But do we see the results? I haven't. Hopefully, this is will change that. That's one of the biggest things that as a senator I hear about. We got to lower insurance rates. And the other thing in my district I'm dealing with is that Belchase Bridge. That is a terrible deal for those folks in Plaquemines Parish. Whoever wrote that contract for that state, in my opinion, committed malpractice. It's that bad. And people are starting to see that because they're getting bills for just going back and forth to their homes every day. And it's still not fixed. The toll system is still broke. There's no center for the folks to go to when there are complaints. The call center, the complaint center is in Golden Meadow. So we're trying to move that to Belchase and give those folks some relief.
Was that a public-private project?
It was a public-private partnership, but only one bidder. And there was really no input by the citizens of Plaquemines Parish. They would just say, okay, here's the deal. You paid the bill. And now businesses are hurting. Restaurants are hurting because people don't want to travel across the bridge to pay $1.50. One way over a small bridge over a ditch almost. It's crazy. So that's what we got to we have hearings coming up in Baton Rouge on August 19th, and we've been having hearings, and we've been screaming and hollering to the governor that this needs to be looked at and changed if at all possible.
And there were construction problems with that bridge as well, is that correct?
Yeah, when it was first built, it was supposed to be built about a year ago, finished a year ago, but the approaches were sinking. And the excuses we've gotten, well, it's soft land in Louisiana. And it, I said, well, right next to it was a bridge in position for 60 years. There was no problem with the approaches. So they had to go rebuild, tear out the approaches, put in new foundations. During the second attempt, they got it right. So, but the first attempt, it wasn't correct. That was just one of the problems with it.
In talking with the insurance commissioner, Pat, when we're visiting with Senator Pat Connick, Pat, there's still a desire to have a special session on insurance, to pivot back to insurance real quick. Your thoughts about that?
I don't think so. I don't want to go back. We did enough. Let's see. We gave the insurance companies enough that they asked for. And I really don't want to go back to Baton Rouge and revisit that issue. Let's see if what we did will make some results, some good changes.
Yeah.
And the changes
final
being
thoughts?
The lower insurance rates. No, I think we got to have it. We did a great job in Baton Rouge, bringing some money back to Jefferson Parish and on the West Bank specifically. Cameron Henry was a big help with that. So was the governor. But we got to work as a unit, got to work as a team. We got to help Gretna, Oswego, Lafitte, and all of Marrero, Harvey. And if we work together, come together, and we can be a better parish for sure.
No doubt about it. Pat Connick, State Senator, thank you so much for joining us. Have a great week.
Thank you, Newt. Bye.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.